This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 28. The End of Mr. Bear. The next time the little boy sought Uncle Remus out, he found the old man unusually cheerful and good-humored. His rheumatism had ceased to trouble him, and he was even disposed to be boisterous. He was singing when the little boy got near the cabin, and the child paused on the outside to listen to the vigorous but mellow voice of the old man as it rose and fell with the burden of the curiously plaintive song, a senseless affair so far as the words were concerned, but sung to a melody almost thrilling in its sweetness.
Hammer down my walking cane, hey my lily, go down the road. Your true lover gone down the lane, hey my lily, go down the road.
The quick ear of Uncle Remus, however, had detected the presence of the little boy, and he allowed his song to run into a recitation of nonsense, of which the following, if it be rapidly spoken, will give a faint idea.
Old Mr. Jackson, finest infraction, fell down stairs for to get satisfaction. Big Bill Frey, he ruled the day. Everything he called for come one, two, by three. One long one day met Johnny Hooby. Asked him grind 9 yards of steel for me. Told me which he couldn't. Then I heist him over Hickerson Dickerson's barn doors, knock him 99 miles underwater. When he rise in pike, straddle on a handspike, and I left him dar smoking er the hornpipe. Juba Rita Seda Breda, Aunt Kate at the gate, I want to eat, she fry the meat and gimme skin, which I fling it back again. Juba!
All this, rattled off at a rapid rate and with apparent seriousness, was calculated to puzzle the little boy, and he slipped into his accustomed seat with an expression of awed bewilderment upon his face.
"It's all just dat away, honey," continued the old man,
with the air of one who had just given an important piece of information.
"And when you've been casing shadders along with de old nigger, den you'll find out who's which, and which is who."
The little boy made no response. He was in thorough sympathy with all the whims and humors of the old man, and his capacity for enjoying them was large enough to include even those he could not understand. Uncle Remus was finishing an axe handle, and upon these occasions it was his custom to allow the child to hold one end while he applied sandpaper to the other. These relations were pretty soon established, to the mutual satisfaction of the parties most interested, and the old man continued his remarks, but this time not at random.
"When I see dis yer swellhead folks, like dat woman would come and tell your ma about you chunking at her chillens, which your ma make Mars John strop you, it make my mind run back to old Brer Bar. Old Brer Bar, he got the swell-headedness hisself, and if there was any schwinkin', it schwunk too late for to help old Brer Bar. Leastways, that's what they tells me, and I ain't never heard it disputed."
"Was the bear's head sure enough swelled, Uncle Remus?"
"Now you're talking, honey," exclaimed the old man.
"Goodness, what made it swell?"
This was Uncle Remus's cue. Applying the sandpaper to the axe helve with gentle vigor, he began.
"One time, when Brer Rabbit was gwine loping home from a frolic what they'd been having up at Miss Meadows's, who should he happen up with but old Brer Bar? Course, after what done passed twixt 'em, there wa'n't no good feelings tween Brer Rabbit and old Brer Bar. But Brer Rabbit, he want to save his manners, and so he holler out,
'Hey, old Brer Bar, how you come on? I ain't seen you in a coon's age. How all down at your house? How Miss Brune and Miss Brindle?'"
"Who was that, Uncle Remus?" the little boy interrupted.
"Miss Brune and Miss Brindle? Miss Brune was Brer Bar's old woman,
and Miss Brindle was his gal. Dat what they call him in dem days. So, den Br'er Rabbit, he asked him howdy, he did. And Br'er B'ar, he respond that he was mighty poly. And dey amble long, dey did, sorta familious like. But Br'er Rabbit, he keep one eye on Br'er B'ar. And Br'er B'ar, he study how he gwine nab Br'er Rabbit. Last, Br'er Rabbit, he up and say, says he, Br'er B'ar, I spec I got some business cut out for you, says he.
What dat, Br'er Rabbit, says Br'er B'ar, says he.
Whiles I was cleaning up my new ground day 'fore yesterday, says Br'er Rabbit, says he, I come cross one of these year old-time bee trees. Hit start holler at the bottom, and stay holler plumb to the top, and the honey's just naturally oozing out. And if you'll just drop your engagements and go along with me, says Br'er Rabbit, says he, you'll get a bait that'll last you and your family toward the middle of next month, says he. Br'er B'ar say he much obliged, and he believe he'll go along. And with that, they put out for Br'er Rabbit's new ground, which twa'n't so mighty fur. Leastways, they got dar after a while. Old Br'er B'ar, he allowed that he can smell the honey. Br'er Rabbit, he allowed that he can see the honeycomb. Br'er B'ar, he allowed that he can hear the bees a-zoomin'. They stand round and talk biggity, they did, twa by-and-by. Br'er Rabbit, he up and say, says he, you do the climbing, Br'er B'ar, and I'll do the rushing round. You climb up to the hole, and I'll take this here pine pole and shove the honey up to where you can get her, says he. Old Br'er B'ar, he spit on his hands and skint up the tree and jammed his head in the hole. And sure enough, Br'er Rabbit, he grabbed the pine pole, and the way he stir up them bees was sinful. That's what it was. It was sinful. And the bees, they swarmed on old Br'er B'ar's head. Before he could take it out of the hole, it was done swell up bigger than that there dinner pot. And there he swung, and old Br'er Rabbit, he danced round and sang, trees stand mighty high, but honey mighty sweet. Watch them bees with stingers on their feet. But there old Br'er B'ar hung, and if his head ain't shrunk, I spec he hung in there yit. That's what I spec. End of tale.